SportsDeathAnnouncer.com.
At the Buffalo Airport at 6 a.m., 34 degrees. Al Fox here. Thank you for listening. Portions of our program recorded. You are tuned to WBEN-AM and/or WBEN-FM in Buffalo, New York.
This is WBEN Radio News. I'm Jack Ogilvie. Buffalo police this morning are credited with the solution of a Cheektowaga supermarket holdup. Two patrolmen, Joseph Ransford and David Sugg, spotted the suspected getaway car on Jefferson Avenue and arrested a man and woman. They were questioned concerning last night's holdup in Kmart at 2059 Walden Avenue. Two men with a sawed-off shotgun ordered cashier Betty Yellendorf to hand over $130 and escaped in a car driven by a third party. When the Buffalo officers searched the car, they found a Kmart cashier's money count slip. Taken into custody was 26-year-old Brady Easley of Lemon Street. A woman in the car, 23-year-old Cherry Turner of Wilson Street, Lackawanna, was arrested on a narcotics charge. Police went to her home and uncovered the alleged loot from the robbery and the shotgun. Authorities believe Easley was the driver of the getaway car. Two other suspects still are being sought. A firebug was at work on the city's east side last night, but only one of his fires was touched off. Newsman Fran Luca has that story.
When Buffalo firefighters were called to put out a suspected arson fire in a vacant home at 11 Josephine Street last night, they noticed a strong odor of gasoline coming from a house next door at 9 Josephine. Fire investigator Kenneth Franklin and Detective Sergeant Bob Ritchie of the police arson squad entered the premises and discovered a device had been rigged to touch off another fire. The floors of the house were saturated with gasoline, and the clock attached to the incendiary device had only a short time to go before the inevitable explosion and subsequent inferno. Franklin and Ritchie, who also was head of the Buffalo Police Bomb Squad, dismantled the timing device, and firefighters washed down the gasoline. Authorities say both houses are owned by the same person who is being sought for questioning. Fran Luca, WBEN Radio News.
These are the top local and area stories. Now for world and national news.
CBS News. Federal Energy Chief William Simon has signed new regulations that determine who gets how much of the nation's petroleum resources.